Did you ever have a conversation with someone and just realize, like, you feel it, you see it, that you're bombing, that you are just completely leaving a very weak first impression, which is sending your brain to just shut down? You're having that day where you fantasize about being locked up in solitary confinement in a prison somewhere. Of course, it has to be a nice white-collar prison with good bedsheets. Welcome to Speak Up, the podcast for high-performing introverts, including you social introverts, where we reveal the charisma and communication secrets of the A-listers so that you get the recognition and the opportunities you deserve and have earned. I am your host, Laura Camacho, your magical communication godmother, coach, and strategist. Take note that we now release episodes every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and this is a Monday episode. So I remember this event so clearly. My sister, who was working with this great startup in Atlanta, she set up a meeting with her boss. So the backstory is I was recently, I don't even think the divorce was final, in the middle of divorce, which I think is a horrible thing to go through. I was moving back from Venezuela to the United States. I was also seeking to transition from teaching either at the university or high school to the corporate world so I could make more money. And so my sister sets up this lunch with the president of her company with the three of us. We get into his BMW. We're chatting. My sister says something. And I, in big sister fashion, corrected her grammar. That's a family tradition we have. And the temperature dropped. It plummeted. It went to like 500 degrees below zero. And the whole lunch was polite and went nowhere. But I knew it. Like, we all knew the temperature dropped. I mean, it had started off positive. So actually, the very first impression was positive, and then I blew it. So don't correct anybody's grammar unless they beg you to and you're in a soundproof room. You know, there are things I could say to defend myself, but I'll spare you. What I want to do today is to help you make a great first impression, even when you haven't had a good night's sleep, when you're not inspired, when you don't have any inside information on the person you're about to meet, when the planets are not aligned. Maybe it's a bad hair day, a bad meeting day. Maybe someone just asks you for a raise once again, and you're under budget constraints. I mean, all kinds of bad things can happen every single day. I mean, we're all used to that. Of course, we're all resilient that are in this community and listening to this podcast, but everybody has a bad day. And what I want you to get from today are the steps to take that you still leave a great impression, like that person that thinks you're amazing. Remember, you never want to make a bad situation worse. That is a solid life coach rule, even though I'm not a life coach. And why are these tips underrated? Because they're things that your mom would say. And moms are right the vast majority of the time. These tips are practical. They work. They're not complicated. So here you go. Make that amazing, stellar first impression. It pays off. It's an investment that pays off. Number one, watch your self-talk. Why do I say that? Because when do we spiral into negativity? When something bad happens. But it's usually not one bad thing. We can all handle that. We can all handle, you know, like you get to the office and the heel of your shoe breaks. And then the presentation that you had been prepping all night before is postponed. And then, you know, your employee asks for a raise. But let's say two or three other things happen. That's when you get like irritated, right? It's not on the first thing. It's not on the third thing. It's a whole bunch of things. So that's when you need to watch carefully your self-talk. Just because your day is pretty bad, you don't want to take that into the meeting where you're going to be meeting people who don't know you. Actually, even if they do know you, you don't want to bring that energy because they will assume that you're mad at them. And for heaven's sakes, we don't need that. So the first underrated tip for you, or the step, the first one is watch your self-talk. I'm not saying you need to, you know, think about manifesting or being super optimistic and positive when you're feeling really cruddy. not saying that, just saying don't spiral. Don't make a bad situation worse. Contain the negative feelings that you have. We're going to talk about that in a second. So don't go into, oh, this always happens to me. Oh, I'm such a loser. Oh, this is going to be terrible. No, just like say what you need to say to just contain it. Keep moving. Let's see what happens next. Let's not make this worse. That's your number one. Watch your self-talk. Number two is, and it's related, it's kind of an outgrowth of underrated step number one, but underrated step number two is to lower your emotional charge, even if just a little bit. So I have a tool for you data-driven lovers. Yes, think of a scale from 1 to 10. 1 is like you're super relaxed. It doesn't matter what anybody says. You're chill. You're fine. You love everybody. And 10 is you're looking for an AK-47 to bring justice to the world. So let's say you have a day where you go into work. There's huge traffic that makes you late. You get to work and right away there's a message from your boss saying, I need to talk to you. And then you get an email from some client who's not happy about something. I mean, but things that, again, I'm talking about a series of an unfortunate events. I'm not saying that you stubbed your toe and we're going to have a meltdown. I'm saying when you have one of those days and you're about to meet or be around people that you would like to leave a positive impression. They go together. So you have this scale. You say, Laura, I'm at a 7. So I'm not saying go to 1. I'm saying what can bring you to a 6? What if you drink some water? What if you go to the bathroom? What if you jump up and down? What if you listen to some music? What if you listen to one of Laura Camacho's Speak Up podcast episodes? I mean, do what it takes. Call your mom. Think about your dog. Lower that emotional charge just a little bit, and that will give you power to take control of the situation. If you just focus on a more accessible goal, not in turning it around 100%, but in just lowering the charge, going from a 7 to a 6, from a 6 to a 5, a 5 to a 4, from a 10 to a 9. I mean, just lower it a little bit. So underrated step number two is lower your emotional charge because that emotion is highly contagious. But people don't know all the terrible things that have happened to you. They just think something's wrong with you. All right. So remember, you're about to meet some people that you want to make a positive impression. So when you get into that meeting room or you walk into that conference, you smile and you focus laser-like on the other person. Your issues doesn't matter for right now. It can feel like looking for a light switch in a new hotel room, like you're not sure what button to push or what to talk about. Focus on the other person like you're a spy who has to report on them or something. What color are their eyes? Is there something you can comment on what they're wearing? Do you know things about them from other people? Like you need to just bring yourself and be fully present in that moment. You know, you've heard talk about be present. Well, what does that mean? It means pay attention to what's in front of you. Look for things in the other person to affirm. Look for common ground. And, you know, it depends on the situation. But maybe you can make a joke about how you're having a comedy of errors type day and ha ha ha. Or maybe you can say, well, I'm feeling like I'm starring in my own version of Three Stooges, but it's great to be here. Only mention the bad things if you can be lighthearted about it. You don't want to bring anybody's energy down. That will have negative effects on your reputation. So underrated step number three is laser focus on the other person. And the underrated step number four is the best because even if you bomb every other step that I'm talking about, you can still save the day with number four. Not that I've ever had to do that, right? So you follow up with an email, a note, a text. It could be a personal postcard. It could be social media. But for heaven's sakes, do not be generic in this follow-up. Oh, great meeting you. Hope our paths cross again. That's generic. Generic is boring, it's vanilla, and it's highly forgettable. And that follow-up is your opportunity to reformulate, to improve, to fortify other people's impressions of you, which will pay dividends down the road. What you need to do is to make uber duper super duper clear that they know that you are happy to have met them, that meeting them had an impact on you. And you can't be fake about this. You can't be cheesy, really. Maybe a little bit, but not too much. So I'm going to give you an example. Let's say you meet Mrs. Big at the meeting and you write this little note. You choose the channel, could be Slack. Hey, it was great meeting you. Okay, so that's generic. Then you pull in the personalization. I'm happy to have finally met you after hearing so many good things about your leadership or hearing great things about the project you're working on or the way you solve that thing, like connect to something specific and better if it's not obvious, but certainly specific. You can remember my saying, show me that you know me in this follow-up. You make sure that that message, the recipient knows that it applies specifically to them and it was not a copy paste. This is your way to sincerely affirm that person, even if they're higher up the food chain, even if it's the CEO of American Express. You take the time to do this and you're earning a very nice spot in their memory bank. Just to reinforce this point, even if you really didn't leave a great impression or you're not sure about it, usually that's the case. And usually it's not as bad as we think it is, but sometimes it is. Doesn't matter. Follow up. That's why they say the fortune is in the follow up, because it's true. This is titanium, my friends. Follow up with a sincere affirmation in that message. So we've got to move on. I'm going to recap how to make a stellar first impression, even when you're having a bad day, with four underrated tips. Number one, upgrade your self-talk. Don't be fake about it. Don't make a bad situation worse. Number two, lower the emotional charge that you're feeling. Take it down a notch. Number three, smile if you can, but for sure, focus on the other person or the other people. You are yesterday's news. And then you'd follow up with a personalized message that contains affirmation. So there you go. You can thank me later. I appreciate your listening to this. I know you're super smart. I know you have other podcasts to listen to. Thank you for being here. If you are not getting our weekly communication dispatch, please, without delay, visit www.speakupwithlaura.com and get on our Speak Up list so you get weekly help in being the person that you're meant to be and realizing your full potential. With that, I'll sign off and I'll see everyone on the next episode. Bye-bye.